Today is August 10th, 2011, and we're going to do lesson number 264, Hands Behind the Legs. So begin by noticing how you're resting on the floor today. And as you always do, kind of begin to do what we call body scans, starting at your head, noticing how the back of your head is resting on the floor, and then dropping down to your shoulders. Noticing your shoulders, and then your spine in between your shoulders, down to your pelvis. And then also noticing how your legs are lying on the floor, how your arms are lying on the floor. And then just take a minute to recall, and this will help you a little bit with the lesson today, Shar, is we've been thinking of things in terms of movements of opposition. So it means if something's moving forward, something's going to move backwards. Okay? So we'll start with here is just lifting your head. So if you were to lift your head, so go ahead and lift your head. There you go, and lower it. So your head now, as you lift it, is coming forward. So can you feel the area in between your shoulder blades, that part of your spine, presses back? Okay? So just have that, and I'll remind you that idea throughout the lesson. It's a little different. You know, sometimes I talk about length, but this is about if your head comes forward, your spine goes back. So the next time that you lift your head, instead of tucking the chin, so to speak, down towards your sternum and your throat, I'd like you to lift your head so that your chin lifts straight up to the ceiling. Great. That's it. Nice. And what we call this, and we're going to come back to this in other lessons, is it ends up being like a pecking movement. I don't know why I think of chickens, but you know, chickens running around, how they stick their heads out, you know, to grab their bird seed or whatever, their food. So a pecking. So you just, the chin comes straight up. So really you're lifting the whole head up, not bending it. Yeah, you are a good chicken. So just feel what that's like. So as you bring the chin, in a sense, forward, what is going backward? What's pressing into the floor? Good. Okay, and then just pause for a moment. And now this next time, you're going to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And with your feet standing now, do the same movement we just did, the pecking. Yes. So you bring, and see if it's easier now. Does that make it a little easier with your knees bent and your feet standing? And again, as you take the chin and your head forward, really feeling what part of your back presses into the floor. It's more now the mid-back, right? It dropped a little bit lower because the legs are standing. And maybe make the movement a little smaller. See if you can find a little bit more ease so that you just go up and come back down. And really pause in between the movements so you're not straining or holding. Much better. That little pause, that little break is really useful. Okay, and now keeping your legs standing, just pause with that movement for a minute. And now Now, you're going to bend your right knee into your chest so your right foot can start to direct itself towards the ceiling. There you go. So that's going to be like the starting position. And so bring your foot up, yeah, more towards the ceiling. And it's a kind of a funky movement. So there you go. So as you're going to bend your knee, so it's literally like you lower your knee into your chest, the right side of your chest, you're going to flex your right ankle. So yeah, but not lower the lower leg. So just bend the knee. Nope, keep your foot up towards the ceiling. So yes, so think of this pulling towards your knee as your knee lowers. That's it. And then you push straight up as if you're going to push your foot into the ceiling to straighten your knee. And then think your knee comes into your chest with the foot flexed. And that's the funny part. And just notice how you're breathing. It really is kind of a peculiar combination. So if you're holding your breath, just pause for a moment and then come back to it so that you can allow yourself to breathe. That's it. Better, Dave. Go slow. Yeah. So it's, yeah, the toes come towards the knee as the knee comes towards the chest, right? That's it, Char. Beautiful. This is not one of the movements that's quite regular for us, so good. Now, as you do the movement a few more times, can you add in the pecking? Okay, so as you're going to push your foot towards the ceiling, after you've bent the knee down and flexed the foot, as you straighten the leg is when you peck. And remember, the chin comes up towards the ceiling, so you don't tuck your, that's it. You don't tuck your chin in. Beautiful. Okay, pause. Again, rest with your feet in standing. And we'll try the same thing with your left leg. So let's just start by bringing your left knee into your chest and then bringing the left foot up towards the ceiling. And again, the idea is that if you want to start with more of a straight leg, as you bring the left knee into the left side of your chest, the foot is flexing. Good. And then when you straighten, you really think you're pushing the ceiling away from you. Really nice job, you guys. It's kind of an interesting, like I said, it's a movement that you would think would be easy, but it takes quite a bit of thinking. Nice. And now can you add the pecking movement? So you peck the chin, beautiful, Char, as the heel goes up to the ceiling. Nice, Dave. Yes. And so you've got two parts of you, the chin and the foot going towards the ceiling, so the back is going into the floor, right? It's moving backwards. Okay, now let's really rest. You can lengthen your legs, rest on your back, and just notice if anything has changed in the way that you're resting on the floor now. Please bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And now this time, we're gonna do something different with your arms and your hands. So we're gonna slide your hands into the lower part of your back where that nice little curve is, okay? And generally, what you wanna do is, let's say your right hand, let's start with the right hand lower and the left hand higher. So they're ones, you know, so the right hand's more towards the into the lower part of your pelvis, and then the the right hand is, and the left hand is above, like the waistline. And what's nice is with your legs bent, you can lift your pelvis, you can rock to the left and to the right, so that it really becomes comfortable, because it is slightly uncomfortable. So your elbows are out to the side. Okay, so now in this position, you're going to lift your right leg just as we did, bring the right knee over the chest and the right leg up, and to do the same movement. So you're going to bend the knee and flex the foot, and then straighten the leg. Really try to, so Dave, try not to let your foot drop down. Yes, I don't want your foot to drop towards the front of the room. That's right. It always, this toe stays with that knee. So see, something has to happen. So yes, there, in your butt. It's like, how is the foot connected to my butt? There you go, the whole leg, yeah. Beautiful, Char. Good, and make sure you're breathing. And now can you add in the pecking? So it is gonna put some pressure on your hands, but that's not why the arms are behind you, because it does something different in your chest. Beautiful. You guys, if only you knew how lucky you are to be here today. This is a really beautiful, that's it. Okay, pause, rest that leg. Can you keep your arms behind there for a second? And let's change over the arms. So that means the left one is above the right. So again, you can lift the pelvis with your legs or roll to the left and right. Good, and once you're there, you're gonna bring your left knee up into your chest. There you go. And we're gonna start with the leg first. So you really flex those toes towards the knee. So as your left knee comes to your chest, so does the foot. So really your foot always stays parallel towards the ceiling. Like one of the images I have is if you were to hold a tray. Imagine if you were to be a waiter with using your foot, right? If that foot tilts, there goes the tray with all the glasses, right? So I'd rather you bend the knee less to keep the foot parallel. That's more important. That's it. And then start to do the pecking. So really nice, Char. So you bring the chin. And again, so it's like, well, what is pressing back into the floor? So this oppositional, it's interesting, as you're bringing your chin forward, you're actually opening the chest, which is the opposite of what we tend to do when we drop the chin forward. We want to round. So it's creating a really new organization in the chest. Good. Okay, one more time. And then bring your foot down first and keep your legs still standing so that you really slowly can slide your arms out to give them a rest. And once your both arms are out, then you can lengthen your legs and rest on your back. So really go slow with that part of coming out of the position with your arms. And just notice how you're feeling right now in your chest. Something feels a little bit different up there with the clavicles and your breathing. Maybe you feel wider, more open, more spread apart. Okay, so please bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And however it's easiest to get your hands behind you, let's start with the right hand lower and the left hand above. And the palms are on the floor. And again, you can lift the pelvis, roll it left and right, whatever makes it possible to get those arms underneath you. And then, now this time, what you're going to do is lift both legs. So both knees come over the chest, And then you organize your feet to be up towards the ceiling, right? So the most important thing is those feet are parallel to the ceiling. And that's your starting position. And then you start to bend the knees. And as you do, you flex the ankle. And again, think of your legs just like if you were a waiter, right? This is what waiters do. They have to have a lot of flexibility in their wrist to hold the tray. Good. And that's good. Yeah. And then push back up. And think of your heel pushing up, which allows the toes to flex more. I know this is, you're doing beautiful. Good. Okay. Slowly lower your legs just to pause and keep your arms under there. Same position. Okay, and please, once again, bend your legs. Bring your legs up. Yep. And we'll do the same thing. And once you've done one or two movements, let's add in the pecking movement. So let's say you do one movement, and you just get the knees going. And then the next time you bend the knees, as your feet go up, you peck. And then, so you really feel it's the lower part of your back that presses into those hands. And again, it's just unusual because you're opening the chest instead of folding it. Excellent. Good. Okay, and pause. Once you bring your feet to standing, just pause so that you can change over the hands and bring that left hand to be higher up. I think I said that wrong. The right hand will be higher up and the left hand lower, right? And make it comfortable, so wiggle around a little bit. And then once you've done that, let's bring your legs back up towards the ceiling. Nice. And then go ahead and start by pushing up. And again, the most important thing is keeping those feet parallel towards the ceiling. So you're pulling the toes towards your shins at all times. How much you bend your knees is not as important as the feet. And then you start the pecking with your chin. Excellent. Okay. Come down, and remember, have the feet standing first to rock to your left and right so that you slowly and gently can slide out your arms. Just having the hands behind your back creates a huge change in the organization of your clavicles, your sternum, and then you can straighten your legs and just observe what feels different now in your chest. What has changed? Right, because we do so many things. I mean, almost everything we do, driving a car, carrying groceries, sitting at the computer, there's a tendency to round the shoulders forward in the chest. So this is just bringing the arms behind you opens up the chest. And then activities like golf, right, really folds the chest. And that's not a bad thing. It's just part of our movement is to fold the chest, but then it's just really important to be able to unfold and open the chest. They're equally important. Okay, so please bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. We'll slide the hands behind your back. Let's start with the right lower and the left higher. Palms down. Bring both knees into your chest again, and then bring both legs up towards the ceiling. So start there, and legs together now, as much as possible. And now you're just going to move the right leg. Yes. So you're going to bring the right one down, and then kick the right one up. Beautiful. Right one down, and then up. Yep. And when you feel it's appropriate for you, you can add in the pecking movement with your head. So the chin comes forward as you straighten the leg, and you're just bending and straightening the right leg. Excellent. Good. Okay, and let's just have you come down, bring the feet down, keep them standing, and then just carefully change over the hands. So the right one is now on top and the left is the lower. Make sure it's real comfortable. And then you're going to bring both legs up towards the ceiling again. And what's real important is those feet are pointed towards the ceiling. And now we're going to move just the left leg. So bend the left knee. So yes, the legs are together to start with. You bend the left knee and flex the left foot and then push it away. And then you start to add in the pecking movement. So as you push, beautiful, Char. Beautiful, Dave. You bring that chin forward. So it's got to go straight up to the ceiling because your shoulders are open. So we're not rounding. At least not there. Okay, and let's let that go. And once your legs are standing, again, really slowly, bring the arms out, just kind of slide them out. And then you can straighten your legs, but really go slow with your arms. Okay, and keeping your legs long now, we're going to go back to a movement you guys have done before. And it's in the opposite direction, in the sense that you're going to think of taking your head backwards. Okay? So we've done this where you press the back of your head into the floor, so your whole spine has to lift. So can you think of, too, that this is connected to the pecking movement, right? Your chin still is coming forward, but the chin starts to angle towards the back of the room as you press the top of your head into the floor. And you really let the shoulders hang back and your chest pop forward. That's it. So do that, Dave. But now as your chest comes up, take the back of the head and think of the pecking. That still the chin, yeah, still the chin can somehow come forward a little bit. Yes. Which pushes more of the back of the head into the floor. Do you remember this, Char? So, and really make sure that this lifts in here first. And then you take, yeah. See if you can even, there you go, lift more. Let your whole throat come up. Yep. And then back down. So the more you trust that you can press your head and literally your whole back then comes away from the floor. So as really the back of your head's going backwards, your chin is still coming forward, and so is your sternum. Good. Okay. And pause with that. Okay, so let's go back to bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. You're going to slide your arms under your back. The right one's lower down, the left one's higher. And once you have your arms underneath your back comfortably, you'll bring both legs up. And so this time, we're going to start by thinking of your legs are together, creating a little bit of a swing. Okay? So you're going to think about as your knees bend into your chest, the feet come over your head. So this lifts your butt up and puts more pressure on those hands. So go real carefully. And eventually you get kind of comfortable with it. And in fact, if you swing your feet really far over your head, the lower part of your back starts to lift and then there isn't any pressure on your hands. So it's really, you can add a little momentum with this. It's really a swing. So you swing them back to the starting position and then swing them over. And maybe you want to lower them a little bit more to the ground. Good. Okay. And go ahead and lower your feet. Slowly slide your hands out. Pause to rest for a minute. Straighten your legs. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing, please. And let's change over the hands. So that means the left will be lower than the right. But you get them underneath your back comfortably. Once you do so, bring both legs up over you. And again, the legs are together. And now this time, we're going to take the legs as they stay together to the left and to the right. Okay? So it's kind of like a pendulum. So you just go a little bit over to the left and a little bit over to the right. And so you'll notice when you go to, for example, the right, it brings a little more pressure onto the back of the right hand, but it frees up from the left. You take the legs over to the left, it's a little more pressure on the left hand. Good. Now, as you take the legs left and right, can you introduce the pecking movement again? So once the legs come, let's say, to the left, you peck. They come back to center, and then when you go over to the right, you peck. So the pecking happens when the legs are to the side, either side, not in the center. Good. Nice. Okay. As always, bring your legs down slowly. Keep them standing to get your hands out. And once your hands are out, you can straighten your legs to rest. And some of you may be feeling it's a pretty big shift in the shoulders and where the clavicles are. So hang in there. Right, how often do we put our hands behind our back? Okay, so bend your knees again. Come up to standing, bring the hands behind your back. Let's stick with the right one being lower and the left one up. Palms down. Lift your legs, bring them up over you, have the legs together. And now this time with your feet flexed, so the feet are flexed, great, Shar. You're going to, and the feet together, you're going to start to draw a circle. Think of drawing a circle on the ceiling with your heels. It doesn't have to be a big circle. Just start off, because this is kind of the same idea of that pendulum, right? So, but your thought is in making the circle with your heels. So you kind of almost roll your back along your hands. And notice your breathing. Make sure you're still breathing. See if you can let go of any kind of tension in the jaw or the chest. And then sense, as you're making the circle, where would you want to start to introduce the pecking? And on your own, introduce the pecking. And do you do it just one time during the circle, or maybe it feels like two times? So find for you what really feels right and appropriate. Just notice the timing and how you facilitate the pecking with the circles of the heels. And then somewhere along the next circle, change the direction. So move the circle in the opposite direction, or draw the circle, I should say, the heels moving opposite direction, and still finding that special moment when it feels right for you to peck the chin forward. Good, okay. So, and if you're ready to let that go, again, always bring the feet down. Use the feet to slide the hands out. And then you can straighten your legs and rest your arms by your side. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and we'll put the hands in the opposite position, so that would be the left one is lower and the right one's upper, palms down underneath the lower back. Then you bring the legs up, legs are together, feet are flexed, and so all we've done is change the arms, and now we're going to go back to drawing a circle with the heels. So remember, the legs are together. You can start off with a smaller circle and maybe move into a larger circle. Doesn't matter. It's what's important, how it feels to you. And then you find that the timing and when it feels right for you to peck your chin forward. Remember, it's the chin. You're not dropping the chin down towards your sternum, but it comes straight up towards the ceiling. Good. And then find a moment where you can change the direction. That's all you do is go in the opposite direction. Just noticing how different this is for your chest just by changing over the arms. And then you find the timing of pecking the chin. Chin straight up. So it's not a big movement with the pecking so that there's no folding. Okay, and let that go, and once again, slide those hands out, and then rest on your back. Okay, so please bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing, right hand the lower part of your lower back, left hand above. And this time you're only going to bring your right leg up. So you can keep your left foot standing, but bring the right foot towards the ceiling. And just your right foot is going to draw, or your right heel, excuse me, is going to draw a circle on the ceiling. So just feel what it's like to do this kind of circular movement just in the right hip joint. Noticing the timing and when you would want to introduce the pecking movement. And then find a moment where you would change the direction of the circle. And you still continue to do the pecking movement, but you just change the direction of that right heel, making a circle in the opposite direction. Good. Okay. And pause. Let that go. Slowly slide your hands out, and then you can rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Let's have your left hand, lower and the right hand above. And then once you're like that, you'll keep your right leg standing and lift your left leg only towards the ceiling. So your left foot is parallel towards the ceiling, and you're gonna start to draw a circle with your left heel. So again, you notice what happens in the hip joint, the pelvis, how just the movement of the one leg shifts the pelvis on how it rests and your lower back on the back of your hands. And then you find that moment where you can start to do the pecking movement. Good. And then change the direction. So whichever direction you were going, you start to draw a circle in the opposite direction as you continue the pecking with your chin. Good. Okay. And once again, you bring your leg down. Slide your arms out to rest. Okay, so this time keeping your arms by your side and your palms flat down on the floor. Bend your knees, bring your knees and your feet up. And now let's go back to this swinging movement. So it's like as if you were going to swing up to sitting, okay? So you really can use some momentum of swinging both legs up over your head so your pelvis comes up, and then swing the legs forward to sit up. Yeah. And as you sit up, you peck. Okay, so the moment you start to come up to sitting, you peck, you stick the chin out, right? So you're going to chin out. There you go, Dave. Good. Yes. And then you go back down and flip the legs over you. Good. Chin forward. Good. Now, as you continue to do this, let's see if you can slide just the right hand behind you. So keep the left hand out to the side, but can the right hand be behind your back? And can you still do this? And you peck. The pecking really happens the moment you come up to sitting. I think perhaps I said it a little too soon. But you start to come up, and then that's it. Now change. Can you do the left hand behind your back and pull the right one out along your side? Just use the right one if you need to push it into the floor. Beautiful, Char. And if you feel like it's a possibility to have both hands behind you, see if you can. Can both hands be back there now? And that you can roll down and just come up. And maybe try to come up with your knees bent a little bit more so your feet stand in the sitting. Yes. So you don't have to be long-legged. Dave, so you come up like that. Yes. There. Nice, Char. Really jet the chin out because you're pecking like the chickens. You're a chicken. Nice. Can you do it a little faster? Yeah. Have a little more fun with it. Great. Okay. Excellent. Okay. And let it go and rest on your back. And so take a moment to really notice now resting there on your back how some things have changed, what's changed. But for sure, the chest, that where the shoulders and the clavicles are and the way your arms are just lying on the floor, probably is feeling quite different right now.
Permapec.
And then just notice your breath and your breathing. And then from that change, you know, how do you experience the rest of your back and your spine and your pelvis now lying on the floor? How do you experience your arms and your legs lying on the floor, but especially your arms? If they're lying in a different way, a different position than when we started. And then just lying there, coming back to the very first movement of the pecking, let's just have you do a couple, just a few. And just feel if bringing the chin forward and now lifting the head in that way is just significantly lighter and easier. And that's because something in the chest really changed, right? Where it maybe felt really difficult or heavy before, that the lightness is equated to more ease. And it means that your chest and your back is more freed up. Yeah. Nice. Okay, that's enough. And then just go back to resting and maybe taking a moment to thinking about the lesson and what really stands out for you with the lesson, what you really liked. Yeah, and if you want to, like Dave's doing, if you feel like you want to take your head back and lift your chest up a few times, but you don't need to, you can roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right and just feel what that's like now. And then as you feel ready, you can go ahead and roll to one side to come to sitting and then eventually coming up to standing. And then as you do come up to standing, we'll notice, as we've done in the last couple weeks, how things are kind of stacked up. So that's the other thing we've done, is kind of created these blocks of like your head being a block and then the torso, trunk being a block, your pelvis a block, and your legs. And do those feel more lined up? And even in standing, can you really subtly introduce to yourself, just it's an introduction, the pecking, without changing the other blocks. So can just the head block, the chin, come out, and you don't change anything about the trunk, the pelvis, or the legs. Minimum, if at all, none of swaying or anything. Nice. So you just get this feeling of what you can do in your cervical spine. Beautiful, beautiful, you guys.